Welcome back to Vikings Connected. I'm Ben Lieber. This is Aaron Newberg. And every week we have great guests. And this week, he was on the cover of Sports Illustrated 1975. He's fantastic.
He is fantastic. He wore this helmet. It's legendary Viking football player, Pro Football Hall of Famer, number 10, Fran Tarkenton.
Well, thanks so much, Fran, for joining us. Obviously, as a former member of the Vikings, and you're very opinionated about the team, I'd love to get your thoughts on where the team is at right now and the team going forward.
Well, it's hard to think that if you're under 500, you're in a good place, but we really are, I think, in Minnesota. I think it's a work in progress. It's a rebuilding process, and you got to do that from the ground up. And I think you start with defense, and I think Mike Zimmer has proven himself over the years as a great defensive coach. And he's in this defense is playing well. He's got good young talent on this defense. They played well and even better than maybe people think. So they because the offense is not where it wants to be. It's not taking time off the clock like you would like to do. But that's there. Teddy Bridgewater. We don't know. He's a work in progress. There are, four or five rookie quarterbacks out there playing, Blake Bortles and Derek Carr out in Oakland and so forth, and it's a tough transition for a rookie to play well in his first year. But I think that we're going in the right direction. I think we got the right coaching staff. I think we got the right people that are scouting players and general managers, and I think we're in a good place.
What's one of your favorite memories playing for the Vikings?
Well, we were in brand new. You can imagine it's 1961. We're a new franchise team. The rest of the league, they froze 34 of their top 40 players. We picked three of the bottom six. So we had no players. I was a 21-year-old rookie. We had kids that have never played and guys that were over the hill or never worked too good. And my greatest memory was the first game of our franchise history. We played the Chicago Bears. We were 28-point underdogs. Their owner was George Halas. Their coach was George Halas. Their general manager was George Halas. And the founder of the National Football League was George Halas. So George Halas cheated. He got the best players.
Yep.
Everything went his way, and that had been that way for 20 years. I threw for four touchdown passes and ran for another one.
Wow.
And we beat them. So that's I think it's the greatest upset in the history of the National Football League. Nobody else may think that, but I do.
We're with you. It's a good one. Yeah. It's a really good one.
You know, when you put it like that, absolutely. It's going to go down as the biggest upset. So you talked about the challenges of starting a franchise basically from scratch. The things that you learned, the things that challenged you as a player, now you've started some businesses when you got done.
Well, I think that in football, it's got to be a team deal. It's cooperative. Everybody, treats each other with respect. You've got to have a give and take and an open forum and so forth. Business is no different. People say, well, you're lucky you started businesses after you got out of football. No, I didn't. I had a job in the off season in 1962. And my off season job was selling trucking space for Wilson Truck Systems to get people to ship from the Dakotas to Minnesota to Chicago and back, and they paid me $600 a month. Since then, I've started businesses, and it's all about thinking. It's all about asking questions. It's all about reinventing yourself. And the whole mission of business is no different than life and no different than football. It's to tell the truth, to take care of the customer, to take care of your teammates. And when that's the focus, you have success on football, you have success in business, and that's what we do. So now I mentor tens of thousands of people online. And they could go to my website, frantarkenton.com. It's a free website. They can sign up and they can, participate. And I engage with them and educate them and bring them ideas and new way to thinking to help them make it. Because the people that understand the most, the people that are the smartest, the people that are the best educated, in football, in business, or in life, it's proven in life. They do the best.
So entrepreneurs out there, small businesses, they go to frantarkenton.com and they can find everything that they need to know there. Very
That's
nice.
Right.
So on December 1st, there's a dedication to the Bud Grant Way. Tell us a little bit about playing for Bud Grant or some of your favorite memories or some of the things you've learned from Bud Grant.
He turned our franchise around. We had a little dysfunctional coaching situation there, dysfunctional front office situation. We had five wonderful men who were owners, but it was all split up. And he came in 67. He didn't call plays. He didn't do X's and O's. But he was a great leader. He understood all the nuances of the game. He understood how to win, and he passed that on to us. He didn't yell. He didn't scream. And he let all of us become involved in the thinking and strategy of the team. And we built a dynasty. The great regret we all have, we went to four of the first 11 Super Bowls, didn't win any. But he had us there every year. And he's the most important person in the history of the Minnesota Vikings. And I think to have a street named in his honor is great. And to still have him with us at this time is even greater.
Well, thank you so much for your time. It is always a pleasure. And look forward to seeing you around here in Minnesota.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right. See you, Fran.
Well, thank you so much to Fran for Skyping in with us and being our special guest. It's so fun to remember his success on the field, talk about his success off the field. All the best to him.
All right, so it is now time for the second nominee for the Golden Nacho Award. And this week, it's all about Movember and No Shave November. So
that's right.
We are going to look at our number two nominee, which is...
Ho!
San Diego Chargers safety Eric Weddle. He's a fantastic player, one of the best safeties in the league. Look how unkept it is. It's nice kind of through here. I don't really know what I'm drawing here.
Yeah.
But how scraggly it is.
Right, right. Like that first layer is fine.
Yes.
But now it's a little unkept.
Now do you pick that out?
I don't know. Gross.
You know, like, is that something that you intentionally do, or is it just happen?
Oh, like he styled it that way.
Right.
He might be going for like messy bedhead look.
Well, he styled this, obviously.
Right, right. So it might be part of the total look, but I applaud his commitment.
I like it.
And
I like
it.
The look. I like what he's going for. Great awareness.
Great awareness.
Eric Weddle.
When Vikings Connected returns, I'll tell you how to tame the Carolina Panthers. And we're back at home with Cordarrelle Patterson.